Today's Cotton Newsline is One Cut. It features Corey Rosenbusch, President and CEO of the Fertilizer Institute. First cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
Some of the things that our industry is concerned about with the grower, I should say, is just what's farm income going to look like? What are commodity prices going to look like? We always say we only succeed together. And so those strong commodity prices are really critical to the grower, but you know, those are also the key demand factors for a lot of the inputs as well. I think we continue to just kind of watch out in terms of geopolitical global supply events that could disrupt the spring and late spring and summer months. For example, we've got shipping channels that are being disrupted in the Red Sea. There was a situation where a vessel full of fertilizer completely sunk after being fired upon by the Houthi rebels in the Red Sea. Most of that Middle Eastern production supply is having to come down via South Africa, the Cape of Good Hope, and then back up into Europe. And you can just imagine what that does to both supply chain timing as well as costs associated with delivering fertilizer. So we watch that. We watch what's going on in Israel. Obviously, Israel is still a large producer of fertilizer. And so the situation there is still important. All of those geopolitical issues continue to be on the forefront and things that we just have to watch in mainstream media and news as the year continues.